Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling. Standing next to me looks to be a guy by the name of Mike Spring. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You came up with a great idea, I think, for today's gathering here. Tell us exactly what it is you came up with for today's podcast.
Well, Warren, I know that it's tough sometimes for people to stay motivated. So I'm always looking for ways to kind of just get people feeling inspired to go out there and succeed in voiceovers. So today I thought maybe we could share some stories with you of people who have built some really great success in all different types of fields, but who started off with some adversity in their lives first. And I thought we'd kind of do a little tribute to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story and tell you a little bit about the people first and then tell you who they are afterward.
And you may guess some of these after we get a little deeper into each one, but there are some that you're going to be very surprised at, I think.
That's right. And if you guess, you win absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. You get to come
knowledge.
Back next week. You get to come back next week.
There you go.
Listen again. So I'll start, okay? Since it's your idea, I'll start. I don't know what that means. All right, this guy enlisted in the Army, worked as an engineer for the Army Band and Chorus. Have you got it yet? After leaving the Army, he began working at the National Recording Studios in New York City, where he worked as an engineer on radio spots for movies. Oh, now you may think. In 1963, he went into business with a producer by the name of Floyd Peterson, and they were producing advertising exclusively for the movie industry. So about 1964, he's working on a Western, Gunfighters of Casa Grande, and he had to fill in because a voice actor didn't show up. In order to have something to present to MGM, he just, did it himself. After MGM bought the spots, he began a career as a voiceover artist and became perhaps the best-known voiceover actor of all time. For 40 years, he did movie trailers. Of course, we're talking about our friend Don LaFontaine, who we miss very much. But what a great story, and look at all he went through and had no idea about that left turn he was about to take.
That's right. And, I feel like, Warren, I should have done a little sound effect there. Dun-dun-dun, right before you said Don LaFontaine. So if you feel free to jump in.
There's just no way I can even try to replicate what he did. It doesn't work for me. See? Told you.
Well, this next gentleman has also been pretty successful, I think you'll agree. He dropped out of high school in his sophomore year, and when his parents convinced him to return, he was actually placed accidentally in a learning disabled class, so he dropped out again. Eventually he finished, and then he went on to apply for filmmaking school and was promptly rejected. So one summer, he was visiting Universal Studios, and he met with an executive named Chuck Silver, who, kind of casually invited him to come back. And this is a pretty well-known story, I think, but it's still one worth sharing. He showed up the next day at Universal with a suit and a briefcase with nothing in it, and he kind of waved the security guard. The security guard let him walk in, and he proceeded to spend the entire summer on the backlot of Universal Studios and sort of got to know all the executives and the filmmakers. And a couple years later, he put out his first film. It was a little fishtail by the name of Jaws, and of course, this guy is Steven Spielberg.
Well, this next person you may know as a writer, but she started out as a technical writer, not really what she's best known for now. When she told her business partner that she wanted to try writing more instead of doing the estimates and creating bills and doing all that back office stuff, he basically laughed at her. So she quit. He later says, "I fired her," but she basically quit and struck out on her own, sometimes writing technical materials for up to 90 hours a week. Where she found the time to do what she finally did is just amazing, because during all this time where she's doing that to make a living, she's working on her own and branching out into fiction. And she wrote her first book, which some of you may have heard, by Amy Tan, The Joy Luck Club.
There also made into a movie.
The excellent movie as well.
And she's gone on to become a best-selling author of numerous books. Well, this last one isn't quite so much of a mystery. I'll tell you who it is right up front, but it's a story that I found to be quite enjoyable, and it's the story of the Wright brothers. And what's interesting about their story, though, that I think a lot of people don't know, is that just a couple of months before they flew their plane, the New York Times published an article, and it said, and I quote, "The flying machine which will really fly might be evolved by the combined and continuous efforts of mathematicians and mechanicians in from 1 million to 10 million years." So the New York Times thought it was going to take millions of years before we'd be able to fly. And just 2 months later, here you have the Wright brothers who went out and proved everyone wrong.
Unbelievable. And at around that time, if I'm not mistaken, somebody was quoted as saying, I think somebody in the patent office said, "Well, anything that's ever been invented till now, that's it. There's nothing left to be invented."
That's right.
And you just think about the people that have gone against that adversity and have decided, no, I'm going to see this through, and where it's brought them. There are obviously hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of stories like these. You have to keep people in mind, like Michael Jordan, who was cut from his high school basketball team, right?
Or how about Beethoven, whose music teacher told him he was a hopeless composer?
Oh, I like this one. Colonel Sanders, creator of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was told no by over 1,000 restaurants for more than a year while he lived in his car trying to sell his chicken recipe.
And here's one that I think is particularly noteworthy. Walt Disney was turned down by over 100 banks when he tried to get funding to develop Disneyland, which just goes to show you that you really have to persevere and stay motivated even through some pretty amazing hardships that some of these people went through.
Set yourself some goals, tell your friends and your family about your goals so they can kind of hold your feet to the fire, and just go for it. That's what it's about.
You know, Warren, I was actually cut from a high school basketball team while trying to sell chicken and living in my car. And I'm making a movie about it.
I figured. Well, I'll tell you what. If you or friends of yours are interested in learning more about what voice acting is about, we are out there for you. Voice Coaches presents an adult education class we call Getting Paid to Talk. We do it all around the country.
That's right. The week of March 8th, you'll find us a couple of times in the Albany, New York area. We'll also be in Phoenix, Casa Grande, Sierra Vista, and Douglas, Arizona, and Washington, D.C.
We've also got five classes on Long Island scheduled the week of March 8th, and we'll be in Baton Rouge and Shreveport, Louisiana as well.
You sound like Alex Trebek when you say it with that nice Cajun accent.
Did you like that?
Baton Rouge. Well, hey, if you need information about any of these classes, just call our toll-free number anytime at 866-887-2834 or send us an email.
Yeah, you can email us with any questions, comments, topic suggestions, whatever you'd like at podcast@voicecoaches.com. That's going to do it for this week. We'll have more stories like these and even funnier stuff coming back here next week on Voice Coaches Radio.
Putting pressure on me there, Warren, saying we're going to be funnier. I don't know if I can do that.
Okay, well, then we're not going to be as funny as this week, but we will be back next week. Join us then. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And I've told him I'm not going to make fun of who he is anymore, so now that didn't come out right. You have to get on that horse and ride it to, that's not where I want to go with that.